Blog Talk Radio.
What up, y'all? This is Z.
And I'm True Worship.
And I'm KD.
And we are 360. And we go hard
on Real Talk
with Michael McFadden. Yeah.
We go hard for the Lord.
Hey.
And I'll be rapping right here on the apologize for it.
Hey, we go hard.
What's up, world? This is DeMario Street.
So cry now, cry later.
And you are now tuned in to Real Talk.
Real Talk?
With Michael McFadden. You definitely gonna cry if you miss this show, y'all.
Hello. Your new neighbors. Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
And now, it's Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Check one, check two, and I have no idea what my voice sounds so froggy right now. It's probably because it's 8:30. It's probably because it is January 20-something, 25th, 26th. I'm going to go with the 26th, 2015, and yes, we are broadcasting live from the third floor right here in Powder Springs, Georgia. Show number 396, if you're counting.
Yup, 396 times we done did this.
Shout out to Inner Circle for the track. My man Fat, my homie C. What up, fellas? Ladies and gentlemen, the number to call the show tonight is very simple, 347-994-2063. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, DC, the number 2, ATL. So if you begin your IG on or your Facebook and Twitter on, you can hit me up on there, DC, the number 2, ATL. We're also in the chat room. I'm lying. I'm not in the chat room. My bad. I just made that up. Sorry. Please forgive me. But we might go in the chat room. I just be doing too much, and I be confusing myself sometimes. You know, the older you get, how the memory, whatever. Y'all don't understand it when y'all get my age. If y'all get my age. Hopefully y'all get my age. But yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget MIPTAG, MIPTAGS, MIPTAGS.com. Go on MIPTAG.com right now. Search DC, the number 2 ATL, and you can see all of my social networking stuff right there in one spot. You ain't got to go to several different places to find it. It's all right there. Yup. Hey, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating the birthday today. If you're celebrating the birthday today, I think that means you're an Aquarius, if I'm not mistaken. No disrespect if I got that wrong. But I got a couple of buddies that are celebrating birthdays today. My man Donald is celebrating a birthday. Nicole, happy birthday to you. Rodney is celebrating a birthday. Maggie, happy birthday. Charlotte, happy birthday to you. And I got to give a big, big shout out to my girl, Lizette, all the way in the 808. If y'all know what that 808 is, that's that Hawaii over there on the island of Oahu. Lizette, happy birthday to you. And happy birthday to anybody else that's celebrating a birthday today. Don't forget to check out my girl, Niecy G, at NiecyGblog.com. My man, John Silas, over there at Silas Photography Group. Images, you will never, ever forget. I promise you, you won't. SilasPhotographyGroup.com. Shout out to my folks at MIPTAG. And I can't forget my girl Daphne at Liberty Tax Service. Hey, y'all got them W-2s. I know I got mine. I just got mine today. Oh, I'm going to get my money back. Shout out to Daphne over at Liberty Tax Service. And I cannot forget my friends over there at Luxury Real Estate Brokers of Atlanta.com. If you're in the Georgia area and you need a new spot, house, townhome, condo, whatever it is, if you need it, holler at my friends over at Luxury Real Estate Brokers of Atlanta, LBATL.com. Hey, I got a great show as always. The normal cast of characters is going to be dropping by, Niecy G with what's going on. Also, Super Bowl week is here, Seattle versus the Patriots, and our sports guy is going to break it down. And also, I think I'm going to get, I'm going to see if my girl Jasmine can call in, because this Wednesday, if you're in Atlanta, Cat Cafe, let us to the mic. I think they're cranking that up this Wednesday, and I know she would love for everybody at ATL to come down and support them. They've been doing a great job. This is season 2 for their Let Us to the Mic at Cat Cafe. I'm going to see if I can get Jasmine to call in to tell you about it, and I'm very excited for her and what she's doing down there at Cat Cafe. Bam, on tonight's show, I got a very special guest in the building joining me tonight. Miss April McRae is joining us. I know her because she's a friend of Tefani. That's how I know April. Y'all may remember her from Sorority Sisters
on VH1, if I'm not mistaken. And if you're in ATL, that means that you know that she is the owner of House of Couture, and she's a fashion stylist. So we're going to be hollering at April tonight to find out what's going on with her and what's next in her life. She's got a lot of great things going on, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Also, joining us tonight, is anybody else joining us? Yeah, Griff is going to call in. We'll holler at Griff. We're going to talk about tomorrow's show, Tony and Griff's show, Michael McFadden. So you know what? We got so much to talk about today, and I am so looking forward to talking to April. So shout out to everybody that's taking their time to hang out with us tonight. We are going to have a great time tonight. And I tell you what, if anybody Jones or talked about my music selection tonight, you know what? Forget y'all, because I can play whatever I want to, and I'm kind of in a Justin Bieber mood. I'll be right back. Real talk.
I just wanna kiss you, baby. I just wanna hug you till the end, baby, till the end.
No, shut up, Tony. That ain't fine. I gotta really call this dude.
It is fine.
See, ladies and gentlemen, get married. You don't even gotta take a screening.
Best doctor you can have.
Hey, Griff, that dude that showed up with your insurance that checked your prostate, that didn't count.
Oh, man, yeah. Do you have insurance? No, I don't. May I come into your home? Yes, we are doing a door-to-door exam. How old are you? I'm 42. Yes, men over 41. We are It's a new thing. Maybe you have not logged on to Obamacare.
We have. Did that.
Huh?
Somebody showed up at the door.
You know we playing, right?
Oh.
We just stressed it. There go my wife.
What's going on, everybody? This is Neil, and you're checking out the Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. Keep it locked. Peace and love.
Hey, guys, don't forget, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. You can visit the website to hear it where you are. TGSMM.com is the website. TGSMM.com is the website. We're on every Monday through Friday, the fastest 2 hours in radio. Clearly the fastest 2 hours in radio. Tomorrow, our expert contributor, real estate style, Nikita Todd Stanley, also the Atlanta Board of Realtors president, Mr. Ennis Antoine, is going to be joining us. Ennis is actually the first African-American Atlanta Board of Realtors president, so we're happy to have him by. Also from the show So You Think You Can Dance, Mitchell Kelly is going to be dropping by, and Cupid, y'all know that song, Cupid Shuffle. I mean, y'all have done Cupid Shuffle before. I know y'all have done the Cupid Shuffle before. As a matter of fact, Mr. Cupid himself will be joining us tomorrow morning. TGSMM.com, Tony Gross Show, Mike McFadden, back to 2 hours in radio, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. So that means if you're on the West Coast, if I do my math right, that's 4 o'clock in the morning. So set your alarm clock for 4 o'clock and do that. Hey, our first guest is a friend of the show. Well, a new friend of the show. I'll say that because we're going to have her on more and more and more. She's a fashion stylist. She also is the owner of House of Couture Boutique. Oh, I hate saying that word, couture, because I always mess it up. Ladies and gentlemen, finally, we have her on Real Talk. She goes by the name of Miss April McRae. Hey, April.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on with you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on.
You are so welcome. Okay, please tell me, this morning before you left the house, I'm sure you didn't leave the heat on before you left. It got cold today, didn't it?
It did. I saw birds shivering, Jack Frost out there blowing wind. It was very cold today. Very
Look,
cold.
I didn't,
in New York.
Before I left, I went to go do the show this morning, so I said, you know, let me take my running clothes with me because, you know, usually I get me a run in after the show in the morning, and so I said, I put my running clothes in the car, and by the time we finished the show, I was like, oh, what was I thinking this morning? That was a bad idea to think I was going to be
right.
running outside.
Right. Let me go run and get pneumonia right quick. Nah, not today.
Right, exactly.
Not with that weather. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Well, welcome to the show, April. Definitely excited to have you on tonight. I guess my first question to you tonight is, the first time I met you, we were at
mm-hmm.
the bowling alley for Tiffany's
yes.
birthday party. Did y'all
mm-hmm.
get a chance to bowl? Because I think I was there for about 15 hours, and we still hadn't got on the lane yet.
Okay, so I was there about 15 and a half hours, and we still did not bowl that night. I mean, it was crazy. You know, it's like that place is like the new Buckhead or something. Like, the line's
Girl.
Still long. I think she said that they ended up bowling at some point. But I know for me, I'm like, okay, I can't do it with the 24-karat bowling balls that they had. And, you know, it was just too much. It's real upscale, very bougie. I like the overall ambiance of the place. But, I mean, to wait that long just to bowl? Oh, no.
Yeah,
nah.
Oh, no. When we walked outside and we saw that line coming in, I had to do a double take. Is this the compound or is it a bowling
right.
alley?
Thank you. I was thinking, like, is this Vanquish or something? Like, this is a new, Buckhead off in the cut? You know, you got to have an ID check just to get in. It was crazy,
right?
But it was a nice
exactly.
place. So I enjoy anytime I have an opportunity to celebrate a good friend like Stefani, then I'm definitely going to be in the building. So I know she had
That's
a good time.
Awesome. That is awesome. And you just mentioned a 24-karat bowling ball. Now, we
you
all
know
you're a fashion stylist, so I know you probably could have rocked that 24-karat bowling ball.
You hunt, baby. Nah, I can't do all of that. Now, that's just too much gold. That's too much bling for me. You know, you go to Decatur, you get snatched like that. You can't be walking around no 24-karat bowling ball. That's not a
good you're crazy. You're crazy. Where you from, April? Where you from originally?
You know, I'm from here. I'm from Atlanta originally. I am a Georgia peach.
Got you. What part of town?
I am Decatur. Doesn't it sound like it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, just a little bit. I started off at Southwest DeKalb High School, and then I ended up graduating from Tucker High School. So,
okay, got you.
DeKalb County. Yeah, I mean, I've lived all over Atlanta. My parents moved around a lot. We lived on the west side. We lived on the south side. And then I ended up, you know, in terms of my school years, you know, in terms of the older grade school years, I ended up in DeKalb County. So I spent the year at Southwest Cap High School. Of course, my parents snatched me out of there quick. You know, they were like, okay,
right.
Nah, this ain't it, this ain't it. And they ended up, you know, sending me to Tucker High School. You know, more mixture, more balance, healthy balance. And, you know, I ended up graduating from Tucker in 96. So
awesome. Now, did you win Best Dress? I got to ask that.
You better believe it. I got proof of that in the yearbook. I really was. It was me and another girlfriend of mine. She was the best friend at the time. But we were Best Dress in high school.
I figured it. I don't even know why I asked. I knew that was happening because now where your life is today is, you know, as being a fashion stylist and owning your own boutique, I figured the fashion came in somewhere. Like, at what age was it for you? Like, when you look at young girls today that are in Southwest DeKalb or Tuckers or Towers,
mm-hmm.
wherever, and you see mm-hmm. the way these young girls are dressing today, at what point was it for you where you started to be, you know, the fashion became more of a,
you know,
more conscious of it?
You know, honestly, I've always been conscious of fashion because my mom, both of my parents actually, but my mom, of course, being a woman, really introduced me to fashion. I was fascinated as a child by how she dressed. I was just in awe of how she wore her clothes. And when she would leave the house, I would go sneak in her room and put on her shoes. I mean, I think every little girl did that. But my mom, you know, she would go to me. She introduced me to boutiques. She introduced me to designer consignment stores because a lot of times that's where she went. She went to Neiman Marcus to get a lot of her suits. And back then, Neiman Marcus was very affordable. It wasn't like the Neiman Marcus that it is now. When I was a little girl, you know, Neiman Marcus was kind of like the Lord and Taylor, like the Macy's, I guess. You know, it wasn't as expensive as it is now. But, you know, it was very affordable for working class people like my mom and dad, middle class. And they were able to go there a lot, and I noticed that with her, and she had a lot of nice suits. And, you know, fashion for me is disappointing when I see young ladies now, mm-hmm. you know, on social media have dressed, and, you know, everything is short and skimpy and just revealing a lot of things. It's just something that, you know, I feel like if you got it, if you want to go, you know, that's what you want to do, do it. But for me, I've never been the type of woman to dress like that. I've always been very tasteful. Mm-hmm. Never too revealing. I always feel like, you know, why show someone something that's so private and personal to me if it's not my husband or my man? You know, I feel like some mm-hmm. of that stuff is left to be private and for the bedroom. So it disappoints me to see some of the young ladies out and the things that they wear. And I see people, and I'm like, Lord, I need to get her a ticket. I need to arrest her
right.
what she got on. You know, it makes me want to just pull them to the side and say, well, if you think that's going to get you a man, you're wrong. And I think a lot of women are really confused by wardrobe. I think they're confused by what looks good on them versus, you know, what doesn't. And so for me, fashion is something that I've always loved. It's always been a passion. And actually, it keeps me alive. A lot of people don't understand why I say that because I have a career and something totally different. But I say that because going to school and going to college, I never thought that fashion could make me money. I always felt like, you know, being raised in my household, that I needed to have a career and I needed to have a degree in my career that can make me money. So at that time, I was thinking, okay, well, I'm going to be a physical therapist. Well, that didn't work out, and I ended up becoming a speech pathologist. And so once I got into my field, and I've been doing it for like 12 years now, it's kind of like, you know what, wait a minute, I could have gone to school for something fashion-related and made money in fashion. But it was like in hindsight at that time when I was thinking about, you know, going to college and graduating high school, all I could think about was having a solid, you know, 9-to-5 type career. And I kind of regret that a little bit about my life now, but I'm excited because I'm still doing the things that I love as it relates to fashion.
Right, and that's a great point you made, April, because I think, like, a lot of times, you know, when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, when I got to that point in high school when it was time for me to graduate, the only thing that I heard growing up was go to school, get an education in high school, go to college, and then go work for somebody. It was never creativity. You know what I'm saying, April?
Yes,
it was never
–
we were never taught to be creative and follow your dreams
or
follow your passions.
No.
The only thing our parents taught us was go work for somebody, and it is amazing
go work for somebody.
That Right, and I can't do that anymore. I definitely can't do that. Now, I've had my time in corporate America, but definitely can't do that anymore.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with April McGrath. She is not only a fashion stylist, but she's the owner of House of Couture and Boutique right here in ATL, Georgia. I stumble. Since you are a speech pathologist, you can help me with that word. Couture,
I heard it.
Boutique.
I caught it. House of Couture and
Leave me
Boutique.
Alone.
I'm like, okay, I got three businesses now. Wait a minute.
Leave me alone. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
I'm going to leave you alone.
Somebody, please remind me not to have April on the show for 9 months. Okay, thank you.
Oh,
all right, April, we're back. Did you hear that?
Oh,
my bad.
Oh, goodness. I'm on restriction.
I thought
I'm
we muted the mic. Now, April, now you know we got to talk about this reality TV show thingy that you did, Sorority Sisters. I remember reading something that said, I'm not bitter and I'm not upset. It's like the first thing I saw from like a quote from something. I got to ask, when VH1 approached you about the reality show, was it about they got you because of your fashion style or was it because of – tell me how this happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think it's about different elements that they look for. And, you know, certain people have the elements. I, at the time, and still currently, I have the elements that will make TV, someone TV ready in terms of my life. You know, of course, they don't want someone boring with just the one-dimensional type lifestyle. At the time that it was presented to me, I was literally overwhelmed. I was at a crossroads in my life. You know, I was working full-time as a speech pathologist. I'm still currently in school getting a clinical doctorate of speech pathology. And, you know, so I'm in the middle of trying to write a dissertation, work as a speech pathologist.
Uh-oh, did we lose her? April, hello.
Hello?
Yes, there you go. You're back.
I'm sorry. And, you know, to run my business as the owner of House of Couture Boutique, as well as be a full-time speech pathologist, as well as being a full-time doctoral student, getting a doctorate degree in speech pathology and doing fashion styling. So they were like, how are you able to do all that? But I was doing it, and I'm still doing it. And to be at a crossroads with my career, with me trying to come out of speech therapy and do fashion and pursue my boutique full-time, they were, like, very interested in my lifestyle. Not to mention that I come from a Greek family. My mom, who's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and my father, who's a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Very interesting lifestyle. Not to mention that I'm also the daughter of two pastors. My parents are also pastors of a church here in Atlanta, in Lithonia. So they were like, okay, well, yeah, you're great. And then not to mention the personality factor. You know, we do a lot of interviews for casting, and they ask us tons of questions. And it's just basically how we respond to the questions. And, you know, I think with me, one thing that I heard a lot from them was that you're very quick to respond. You're very quick to have an answer. You're very witty. You're very funny. And we like that about you. And, you know, the way it was presented to me was that we're doing a show and we're rebranding VH1. VH1 is in the process of putting out more positive programming that reflect African-American women. So for me, I was excited about that. I questioned it a lot. I had very serious reservations about it because I know the branding of the network. I mean, who doesn't watch TV? So I pushed back a lot. I had a lot of questions. I walked away a lot. I fought. You know, I did things that I, you know, was like, you know what, wait a minute, this is not what I feel comfortable with. And so when I feel like I'm backed up against the wall, you know, I either throw my hands up and walk away or I fight my way out of that corner. And so, you know, things like that did take place. The show, like I said, it was supposed to be a positive show, you know. And, you know, I think for me, when I saw things kind of going the opposite of what I was presented, I had problems. You know, I didn't realize how reality TV was done. I thought it was true reality. And so, you know, for me, I don't know how to be anybody else but April. I've never lived anybody else's life. I've never pretended to be anybody else but me. And so to be in a situation to where you're having so many different adversities and you're kind of like, what should I do? I don't know what to do but to be me in any instance, in any situation. So a lot of times, you know, what we miss with reality TV is that we see that it's edited to make the editors, and they want to show what they want to show. They don't show you a full picture. You get puzzled. It's like a puzzle. and literally filming and then actually watching it, it's just like, really? No, that's not what happened. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to cut out what leads up to that point. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, people have to realize that reality TV is not true reality of who I am or who anyone is. You know, it's me in terms of I am April McRae, and what I say is what comes out my mouth. But what happened to make that situation look like that is what people don't see. So they don't see
right.
the manipulation that's done behind the scenes. They don't see how things are created to make you respond a certain way without you knowing,
mm-hmm.
you know, if that makes
mm-hmm.
sense. So,
that's deep. It makes
yeah.
a lot of sense. And I'll tell you what, two things that I heard from you during that was that one is that not just VH1, but probably every other network out there that plays a reality show, they do a good job at selling you guys on what they want the vision to be for the show. So they sell you mm-hmm. on this, oh, this show is going to be this. And like you mentioned, we at VH1 are rebranding the network and we're going to do this. But at the end of the day, they know that they're going after those ratings, and that's what they want. And the only way to get the ratings is to manipulate or edit that footage that they get to make
Absolutely.
It very interesting for people to watch. You know what I'm saying? And I think that
yeah.
my wife is a big reality show TV watcher herself, and she's probably watching a reality show right now, probably as we're speaking. And she watched y'all show too. I watched the beginning of the show,
mm-hmm.
with the first episode when it came on, and I saw you and Tiffany
mm-hmm.
on the show, and
mm-hmm.
I was sitting right there. I text Tip. I was like, "Oh, Tip, there you go. I just saw you on TV." But I said all that
mm-hmm.
to say this. I say that people are very hypocritical, especially in our
course.
Community. You know what I'm saying? Very, very
of
hypocritical.
Course.
And the backlash that came from that show made me really, really upset to say
yeah.
all of this stuff about y'all, your castmates, and all that good stuff while we still got 50,000 other reality shows on television
Absolutely.
That do the same thing. So I was real pissed
Absolutely.
Off about the hypocrisy, whatever. Damn, I'm
no,
talking to
yeah,
a speech
absolutely.
Pathologist and messing up my words. Just mess up.
That got you
but,
nervous, baby.
Yeah, you got me nervous. And I really hate that for y'all, April. I really do, because I think that from, you know, just knowing you, the little time that I've known you, and you're a business person, and you're a college graduate, and you're working on your dissertation to all that. And
absolutely.
That's the stuff that we didn't see, and that's why I wanted to talk
yeah,
about today.
Yeah, the good stuff.
To let
the
you know that
stuff,
I'm right.
Know?
I'm very proud of you. Continue to do what you're doing, and I can't wait to come down and buy something from the House of Couture boutique salon divas. You know, all that good stuff. You crazy girl. You crazy. Tell me about what's next for you. What are you working on right now?
Well, right now I am. It's a lot. Tons of so. There's a lot going on. We're working on a web series with me, and it's gonna be kind of like it's an Atlanta spin of Fashion Police, not so much like the Joan Rivers Fashion Police, but we're doing something comparable to that. So we're doing a web series, and then I'm, of course, going to be doing more styling gigs, and I'm actually working on doing a mobile boutique for Atlanta.
Good.
Kind of like a yeah boutique food. I won't say food truck, but it will be a mobile boutique. And then we're looking to scout out a new boutique location. So several big projects that I'm working on over the next couple months, hoping they can come to light, you know, within the next season, hopefully by summer, with some deadlines to have these things out and rolling. So just a lot of great things. A lot of just, you know, right now we're sponsoring a play. Another woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha has written and directed, and she's producing a play called It's Not My Call. And we're
okay.
House of Couture Boutique is sponsoring that play. It's coming up in February, and it's going to be a great production. It's basically about two siblings who are Christians who are kind of battling their non-Christian friends. So, you know, these are things that I like to do, things that we didn't see with the show Sorority Sisters. But, you know, I want to make be clear and say that I don't want to point fingers or blame anyone as it relates to the show. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I agree with you with the hypocrisy. I feel like, you know, it's enough people in this world that can see TV for what it is, and there's people in this world that are going to see TV for what it is, and they're going to be able to have to look at themselves in the mirror as it relates to pointing other fingers and accusing
mm-hmm.
us and then in the death threats that we're unfortunate to receive, you know, from people that I consider my own sisters and fellow Greeks, was very disheartening to see that and to see the display of horrible sisterhood and brotherhood from this family that we call a Greek family. It's unfortunate, but I know who God is in my life. And mm-hmm. I know I don't worship idols. I don't do anything of that nature. You know, God is the only thing that I worship. And so, you know, I know that everything is going to work out in our favor, in me as rest of the other young ladies. And I, you know, have pretty decent relationships with all of them, and I do wish all of them the best.
Good. How much have you learned from Tiffany?
Oh my God, I love her. She's taught me so much. She is one of the best women that I've learned in this, gotten to know in business, and I've learned so much from her, just from the business aspect, just from being a true sister. She is like the mm-hmm. epitome of what a soror is, and I feel like she's my left leg, my left arm, my left brain. Like, I feel like I'm incomplete without her. I have to call her every day. Like, we have to talk every day.
Good.
And I'm constantly, you know, pulling from her in terms of advice. I run things about her all the time. She's a great woman, and she's a great influence
yes,
to me.
Is.
And, you know, I'm grateful and thankful for her.
You single, April? People want to know.
I am.
She is.
I am.
Fellas, she
I
is
am.
Single. She's on Instagram and Facebook and stuff. All right, April, before I let you get out of here, every guest here for the first time plays a little game with me called This or That. It's a real simple
okay.
game because people want to know if you're real. Like, we saw you on TV
okay.
and we see your Instagram
okay,
and all that
I'm
good
real
stuff
now.
And you styling folks.
I am real.
Now we, so it's real easy. We start out with some easy questions, like the first one, with you being from Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
Frosted Flakes or Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch, honey.
You know, Captain Crunch, we scratching the top, the roof of your mouth, though. You got to let it
sit. Oh, no, we do. We do the Captain Crunch with the Crunch Berry. We don't like them soggy Frosted Flakes. I'm sorry. Now, I didn't grow up in Bankhead, you know, but the Frosted Flakes inside the bag, we had the Captain Crunch in the box, okay? Nah.
Next
I grew
one,
up
Cheetos
up in the class.
You're so crazy. Cheetos or Cheese Puffs?
Cheetos? I guess I grew up bougie. I'm sorry. Them Cheese Puffs, the Cheese Puffs that taste like powdered cheese? No. Miss me with those. We gonna take Cheetos with Chester. What's his name? Chester Cheetah, Chester the Tiger, whatever
yeah.
his name is. But yeah, Cheetos. Yes.
Mexican food or Italian food?
Italian.
Italian. Okay. Lemon pepper wings or hot wings?
Lemon pepper wings. All
there we
flat.
Go. McDonald fries or Chick-fil-A fries?
Oh Lord, that's hard. I'm gonna go with Chick-fil-A because I heard those McDonald's fries are not real French fries.
And plus, you take them Chick-fil-A fries and dunk them in one of them Chick-fil-A sauces.
That Polynesian sauce,
the best.
That
ever.
Polynesian sauce, you don't know.
Oh, not the Polynesian, the regular Chick-fil-A sauce, the orange one.
That's the Polynesian. I'm gonna hang up the phone. That's
yeah,
Polynesian
yellow. But, cruise vacation or destination vacation?
Destination, Dubai.
Destination.
Bora Bora.
Dubai. Bora Bora. All right, Miss Upper Middle Class, Grape Kool-Aid or Red Kool-Aid? And please don't say y'all had Sunny Delight.
I was about to say, we don't even buy Kool-Aid because it looks like that stuff ain't no good for you. So we had, like, the juice and the – we had, like, the Ocean Spray, you know, juices. She didn't buy Kool-Aid for us. We was underprivileged when it came to that Kool-Aid.
Yeah, y'all. She went to Southwest DeKalb and Tucker, y'all. Shout out to Rashawn Ali. Hey, Rashawn. All right.
Hey.
You just had a huge, huge fashion show, packed out Phillips Arena, 19,000 strong, and you were just so tired you don't feel like driving home, and I hand you a phone. And it has
mm-hmm.
three numbers in it, but you can only call one of these people to drive you home. Who's driving April home? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is it A, Ralph Lauren, B, Michael Kors, or C, Michael Knight? Who's driving April home?
Michael Knight, baby, all day long, honey. Georgia Southern, baby. I represent my Eagles, and that is my colleague. Absolutely, Michael Knight. That was a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. I hope he's in town because I would be stranded if he's not.
Or you could just call Uber. Uber, whatever they call it.
If he's not there, I'm gonna call Window. No, but Mike is a great friend, and he's an awesome, fabulous designer. So of course, Michael Knight.
Yes, he is. And last question, like the journey for a lot of us, especially when we jump into entrepreneurship, and we get outside of that box of working regular 9 to 5, we lose friends along the way. What have
Absolutely.
You learned about friends along the way in your journey?
You know what? That's been the hardest part. Because people that I thought would be in my corner forever, people that I just never even questioned on if they were a good friend or not, they've disappeared since all of this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been kind of hard. What I've known for a long time is that the people that would celebrate you are the people who don't know you. And those are the people
right.
who are your supporters. And it for that to be my reality now, it's kind of like surreal because I said, well, no, I would never have that type of situation. I got some real life ride or die, but they're going to be here. And they have not shown themselves true friends. And so I would say to anyone, you know, it's a part of life. And in order to get to the next level in life, sometimes you have to shed off old things. And I do believe in the power of God, and I do believe what he does, and he does it for a purpose. So for me, it's kind of like bittersweet, but I know that there's greater in front of me. So I don't feel like, I feel like the season that person's had in my life has been spent, and it's been a great season. And I know I can't look back on those friendships that have not withstood, you know, the test of time like I thought they would be. So I would just say to
wow.
anyone who is thinking about entrepreneurship, who's thinking about changing their life for the better, going to higher levels in life, just excel. Do you live life and put God first? And God will be the friend that you need when you don't have anyone standing around you. And I'm grateful to God for the new people that he's placed in my life and for the friends like Stefani and the friends that have come into my life and that have been there for me and that have been support to me from day one. So I'm grateful for the ones that he has replaced some of those old friends with.
Well, you got a new friend on Facebook, and he just wanted me to ask you, April, who you got, the Patriots or the Seahawks?
The Patriots, baby. What are you kidding me? Now listen, I love the Seahawks, but I have some friends that I hold near and dear to me that play for the Patriots, and I've been New England Patriots fans from day one. Between the Falcons and the Patriots, that's it for me. I don't do nothing in the NFL teams, baby. The Patriots
Girl, you
are
got
taking
another...
home, and they gonna and if they need to cheat, I'm gonna support them cheating. You know, I'm just saying.
You are
we're gonna
crazy.
Have some more deflated
you are
football.
Crazy.
They can be deflated.
Well, I tell you what, we are friends for life now, and people want to know how they can keep in touch with you because you got a lot of stuff going on, and I want to make sure to spread the word. And anything that you need from me here on Real Talk with Michael McFadden, you know how to get in touch with me and the morning show as well, Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. So tell everybody how they can keep in touch with you, April.
Okay, so I'm on Instagram. I'm official April McRae. That's McRae for Instagram. And then Twitter, I'm April Ann, A-N-N, Styled S. STYLEDU, April Ann Styled You on Twitter. And then you can find us on Facebook at House of Couture Boutique.
April, who are you and what do you do?
Who am I? Well, I'm a child of God, honey. And I do all things fabulous. And you can't sparkle without me around. But I am an entrepreneur. I'm a businesswoman. I am the owner of House of Couture Boutique here in Atlanta. And I am the newest and the most fabulous fashion stylist here in Atlanta, Georgia. So you can follow me on my social medias and keep up with what we're doing. And we're going to be doing great things. So I want to thank you, Michael, for having us on, for having me on tonight, and for giving me an opportunity to reach some of the fans that I have not had an opportunity to reach. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
You are so, so welcome. You are always welcome. And I can't wait to hang out with you and chop it up some and get you on that bowling alley thingy thing
yes.
and watch you Bowler 37.
Yes. So, honey, no, we do bigger things. Hell, I do triple digits when I bowl.
April, get out of here. April, get out of here. Thank you very much. Can't wait to have you in studio soon, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you, Michael.
All right, bye. Hey, guys, that's my girl, April. You can check her out via social networking and all that good stuff. I'm going to put all her information up on michaelmcfadden.com.
Don't go nowhere, because when we come back, our sports guy, Keith Roberts, in the building. Hey, Keith, April's single. You're single, and she likes the Patriots. We'll be right back. Real talk. You. That time, our sports guys in the building. You can check them out every Monday night, Wednesday night, right here on Real Talk, or you can just check them out. Google him at Our Sports Guy. Ladies and gentlemen, he is in the building because I see him right there. It's Our Sports Guy, Keith Roberts. What up, Keith?
I can see you too. What's going on? How you doing this evening?
Man, I am awesome, man. How you been?
I cannot complain. Other than the sports are getting a little thin to watch over the weekend, so.
You could watch some basketball.
Yeah, no, there are some good games on. There's some basketball on, but I already missed football and it ain't even over yet.
I know, right? And it's funny because the basketball season don't really start officially until after the All-Star game.
Yeah, and, you know, with the way that the season's kind of going, I mean, with the Hawks and obviously Golden State out west, you know, the two top teams. And, I mean, you know, we got Kevin Durant and the top players, you know, barely, you know, trying to fight for spots right now. So the NBA is a little backwards right now. So we'll see how they play out the second half of the season.
And I know the Super Bowl, before we talk about the Super Bowl coming up, the biggest game on the planet this Sunday, I called into sports radio station yesterday, 92.9 The Game, and I just got so tired of hearing the transplants of Atlanta calling in and just talking so negative about the Atlanta Hawks. Man, they got 16-game winning streak, number one in the East. And what everybody want to talk about is how, one, they don't have a superstar on the team. Two, are they peaking too much? And three, like, it's a must win an NBA final season. And you talk about – and just get your opinion on it, Keith. Two things that I brought up to the guy yesterday is, one,
You know, the Hawks were projected to win 35 games, if that, this year. You know what I'm saying? From what happened last
right.
year. You know, they're clearly going to eclipse that. So if they don't win the NBA final, does that make this season a failure for a team that was only expected to win 45 games?
Nah, I mean, you can't, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, but once you, as a fan, you know, you think it's a failure. As a team, you know, once you start gelling like that and, you know, you start getting the amount of victories that they've accumulated, you know, I mean, the two big runs that they've been on, you know, you start to get that little feeling in the locker room, and that's what you need to get. You know, like you said, are they peaking too soon? That would be the only thing. And, you know, the other thing that you can't afford is an injury. You know, that
mm-hmm.
would be the only devastating thing. And, you know, I think the thing that's helping you guys out the most right now is you guys got two big men in that middle there who can pass and shoot the ball with Millsap and Horford. And there's not too many teams that have one right now. And I think those two have been your biggest advantage in being able to you know, get that ball and make that extra pass like you guys have been doing to get those open shots.
And another thing that I didn't talk about, but I heard this about the Hawks, and then I'll get to that last point about Atlanta, is the fact that they continue to talk about the Hawks don't have a true big man. How many big men are there really in the NBA right now? Outside of Tim Duncan or Dwight Howard, there's really no dominant centers in the game like they used to be.
Yeah, I mean, there really isn't. I mean, that center position has definitely kind of changed. And you look at, you know, as we just talked about, Al Horford and that little shot from the top of the key that for some reason he can't miss this year. But, you know, they're kind of changed. And then, you know, look at Millsap being able to shoot from 3-point. You know, kind of even Dirk Nowitzki started it with his size and the ability to shoot from the 3-point line. And I think it all has to do now with the era that we grow up in when you're kids and you know,
right.
Obviously they're all little at some point, so you can learn how to handle the ball. And, you know, a lot of them, as they grow bigger, you know, we look at LeBron and they're just able to, you know, keep those ball handling skills. And that's, I think, where we're seeing the difference with these big men now, where before they were just, you know, kind of post them up underneath and you didn't do anything but throw them the ball and, you know, they'd do a little drop step and try and just, like, you know, go underneath, where now it's, you know, kind of playing away from the basket a little bit more.
And shout out to Coach Bud. I think this is Coach Bud's second year in the league. I'll never forget the day after they announced that Coach Bud will be the new coach of the Atlanta Hawks. Coach was arrested for DUI here in Atlanta, and we heard nothing of that DUI since then. And one of the points that I made yesterday is that when you look at how well the San Antonio Spurs are coached, how they're coached by Coach Popovich, when you look at Atlanta and see how well this team is coached, I think it's really going to be difficult to beat the Atlanta Hawks in a 7-game series when you have such a good coach like Coach Bud.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, he's able to put them all in a position to succeed. And, you know, we've kind of already seen him take the Greg Popovich approach towards, you know, resting players, which, you know, is something we've never seen the Hawks have a chance to do before. You know, he's already gone ahead and rested, you know, basically, you know, the whole starting five, I think, for that one game there, or the whole starting four, he ended up sitting, which is something that, you know, Popovich has been known to do in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see as they get towards the end of the year, and, you know, with the lead that you guys do have, and that's kind of what San Antonio had always done, is they'd built up a large enough lead during the regular season that, you know, they could afford to sit those players at the end. And if they lost a game or two, it wasn't going to affect their seeding, you know, or their home court advantage throughout.
Well, awesome, man. Thank you for chiming in on our Atlanta Hawks. However, though, it is Super Bowl week, and with the primetime matchup between the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks this Sunday, we're still talking about the Patriots and Deflategate. But we got some late breaking news. What's the latest on Deflategate?
Well, coming from Fox Sports, the NFL has obtained video of a locker room attendant supposedly, well, not, I guess not supposedly, I mean, it's, I guess, on the tape, sneaking off with the bag of balls that he took from the ref's room about 10 minutes before the game started. So I guess the center of this whole investigation now is going to surround this mystery person that somehow, the best part is somehow got into the referee's room that is supposed to be locked and have security in front of it, and was able to just grab this bag of balls and just, like, dip into a little closet somewhere. And so, well, you know, the one thing that I think the NFL and the Patriots didn't want right now was something like that to happen, and so we'll kind of – we'll see. I think he's probably going to end up being the rogue deflator or something. Brady's going to throw him a little check somewhere, so some cash. They don't want any traces of that, and I think he's going to take the fall for it. So
something tells me that this may be an episode of CSI coming up.
The League CSI Act is going to be a one of those, but yeah, this whole story on a week that you're supposed to be preparing for a football game, this just keeps getting crazier and crazier.
Man, now, and speaking of the Sunday, you know, how much Tom Brady, Coach Belichick have been to the Super Bowl? What's this, their sixth time appearing in the Super Bowl? Do you think this controversy affects them during their preparation?
No, I mean, it's the big question is there a culture of cheating, I guess, in New England? Obviously, we know with, you know, their Spygate that they had with their, you know, their first Super Bowl and the second Super Bowl with, you know, there's supposedly a tape that was, you know, taped in the practice that was destroyed. So, you know, this is kind of something that they've dealt with. And I think this one is kind of a little bit further away from Belichick and maybe not so much Brady, but I thought it was kind of interesting the way Belichick kind of came out and threw Brady under the bus. And I think
he did.
And I think if Brady would have came out that first interview and just said, you know, yeah, you know, I kind of, you know, I told the guy to take some pressure out of it, and you know, he must have taken a little bit too much out, and I think that would have been the end of it. Instead, we got Belichick trying to play Bill Nye the Science Guy over the weekend, and it was just he couldn't ask for a much better storyline in a week where there is no football to be played.
Just awesome. Amazing. Before I get your winner of the Super Bowl this year, one question out of Flowery Branch. I just had a speech pathologist on the show, and I've been jacking up my words ever since April's been on. Atlanta Falcons have a new coach, and I'm not sure what his title is. I think he's the assistant head coach. They're bringing in Raheem Morris, a former Tampa Bay coach. So is this pretty much locked up that the Atlanta Falcons know who their head coach is going to be?
Yeah, I mean, at this point in time, with Raheem Morris joining, he's gonna be. He looks like he's gonna be the secondary coach, and with that, it's looking like we're gonna have to wait until after the Seattle game, as you know, defensive coordinator Dan Quinn looks. Oh, like he's going to be named the head coach. I don't think you'd go ahead and name it all these assistants if they kind of didn't know who their head coach was going to be. And obviously the only team that doesn't have a coach yet, so that's the staff is taking place, and Dan Quinn will be named after the game next week.
So I guess without, you know, Arthur Blank and the Falcons can't say that he's the coach officially. So obviously Dan Quinn can make moves to hire his coaches, or they probably already discussed this during those interviews, huh?
Yeah. You know, that's something that they had discussed before. And that's something that, you know, what he would do is he's going to put a list together of, and they normally have them when you go in for a head coaches meeting, they're normally going to want to know who your assistant coaches are going to be already, or who would be on your list. So you're going to, So you're going to go in with a list already of, you know, kind of your top, you know, two, three, four, five in each position. So they've been able to probably work off of that towards who they wanted to hire for these positions based off of, you know, kind of his – and a lot of them are, you know, people that they've worked with before or, you know, people that were currently on the staff. So that's where a lot of them come from.
Got you, got you. And also got word today that the Denver the Falcons will hire the Denver Broncos linebacker coach Richard Smith as the defensive coordinator also. So kind of putting the team together. And like you say, the one thing that we love about football is that from the Super Bowl, we might not see any games after the Super Bowl, but we do see football going on because up next, what is it, free agency, then the draft, or is it draft and then free agency?
It's the draft, combine draft, and then free agency.
Free agency. Then next thing you know, we'll be kicking off the first game of the week. All right, it's down to the final game of the season, Keith. And I think if I look back at my notes, you had the Cleveland Browns and the Saints in the Super Bowl. Obviously, that didn't work out for you. So now you got to pick between the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks. Do we see back-to-back Super Bowl winners again since the New England Patriots did it, or does Tom Brady get number five, or is this number five? Would this be five for him?
Yeah, number five. I think in the end, I think that we're going to see. I don't think it's going to be so much of the run game, but I think we're going to see. I think we're going to see them take advantage of the Seahawks secondary with a lot of those screen passes that he likes to throw instead of runs. We could see Tom Brady throw the ball probably 45, 50 times. And I think a lot of it's going to be to the left-hand side because Richard Sherman lines up on the right-hand side about 99% of the time. So I think they're going to get Gronk going early. And I think they're going to get up, and I'm not sure if Seattle has the offensive firepower this year like they did last year to come back if New England gets up on them, like I think they will.
There you go. Our sports guy, New England Patriots, take the Patriots. Y'all know I'm taking the Patriots. You cannot go wrong with a man that still wears Stetson cologne in 2015. Also got a shout-out to Brandon Ross of the Oakland Raiders, man. Brandon hung out with us in the studio last week, Keith. And, hey, when I tell you that, he's not that much bigger than me. I think I could have played in the NFL.
Yeah, I've seen you on the flag football field. You may want to rethink that.
Only our sports guy could get away with that. You are awesome. That's messed up, though. I was about 40 pounds heavier during those flag days, just by the way.
Yeah, I was probably about 30 pounds heavier during them flag days, too. Maybe we need to set up a new one while we're a little bit lighter. That may go a little bit better than it did before.
Can we deflate the ball?
Yeah, I guess it may should be able to catch it better, so it should help you out some.
I think you got jokes. Man, it's time for you to go, man. Tell everybody how to keep in touch with you.
Hey, we make it nice and easy over here. / our sports guy, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of it.
All that stuff. Wow, he got jokes today. Hey, how New Love's doing, man? You talked to the New Love Thursday Night Flight and the other New Love?
Yeah, they moved way down to like Southside Alabama, and they don't get out this way too much anymore. So I talk to them on occasion. They're doing good, but we'll have to tell the Thursday Night Delight to maybe make a Monday or a Wednesday night appearance.
Yeah, that'll work. Hold on, South Alabama, that's don't they call that L.A.?
Yeah, L.A., that may be, I don't know. They, like, you get on 75 and just go south, and you'll end up out there at the house. I seem to find to Alabama when you start getting close.
No, they call L.A. Lower Alabama.
Lower Alabama? L.A. Lower Alabama.
Yes, hey, man, get out of here, man. Have a great night, man. Aim some WWE on right now.
I got a recording, so as soon as we hang up, I'm about to start. It actually got snowed out tonight, so I'm about to see what they're doing. So there's no show tonight because it was snowed out along with the Knicks game and everything else up in the upper northeast, which is why I live down here now. So be safe, everybody up there.
There you go, man. Hey, man, take care, man. We'll talk to you Monday. See who after we see who our Super Bowl winner is this year.
We'll do that. Talk to you Monday, bub.
All right, man. Peace. That's our sports guy, Keith Roberts. Keep it simple, everybody. Our sports guy, Black Flash, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Got to say thank you to my man, Keith Roberts, for hanging out with us tonight. Also, got to say thank you to April McRae for hanging out with us, talking not just about fashion, a little bit about the reality show, Sorority Sisters. We appreciate her. We definitely look forward to having her back. And also, thank you to you. Don't forget to join us tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. Well, we will be live. Check us out, tgsmm.com. As a matter of fact, it's that time. I got to get out of here. I will see y'all soon. Real talk. Yeah. Glow that reflects off you, it's so bright, and it's the same glow.